Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy is in the house as we begin hour number three on a happy hump day, Trump day. Troubling things still about the raid and agents apparently going through Melania's wardrobe. That's to make her feel violated. That's a psychological operation. And then, of course, we have the expansion of the IRS and all that goes with it. So, really, our connection to D.C. is on the line with us right now, Congresswoman Kat Kamak. And good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us. You are headed for a primary election. Is there anything quick and simple you wanted to say either about your opponents or, you know, if this is going to be any sort of a challenge to you at all?
You know, I kind of come from elections from the standpoint that if you've got to tear somebody else down to build yourself up, you don't have much to stand on to begin with. So we're the happy warriors. We are focused squarely on the issues, and bless my opponent's heart.
All right, let's move on because there's other things I want to talk about. 87,000 new IRS agents. The expansion, of course, is extremely expensive to begin with. The concern is going after taxpayers who might not even be able to afford to defend themselves properly. So they're going to end up just paying if they can even do that. I guess my bigger question is, is this a further weaponization of the IRS like we saw beginning with the how the Tea Parties were treated?
Absolutely. I mean, and this is the thing that we've seen so many times before, Bob. There is a distraction that plays out on one side, and then on the other side, you have the truly nefarious, underhanded things going on. And this bill that I have to go return to Washington the end of this week to vote on to try to fight, That is the truly nefarious thing. So we've seen the raid on President Trump's home, and everyone's talking about that. But really what they ought to be concerned about, I mean, and both of them are equally concerning, but think about this. We are seeing a complete and total weaponization of federal agencies. 87,000 IRS agents would be more than the Pentagon, Customs and Border Patrol, and the State Department combined. And when the Senate Democrats had an opportunity to prove that they weren't after everyday Americans, there was an amendment put on the floor of the Senate that said that they would not use these agents to target people making less than $400,000. Every single Democrat voted that amendment down, which right there proves that their intention is to go after working class Americans. And if you are making $75,000 or less, you are square in the bullseye of what they are trying to do. And it is clear as day. It is in black and white. It is in the language. 87,000 new IRS agents that will be coming after you, our businesses. And that's just one portion of this disastrous bill. Let us not forget the $350 billion, with a B, dollars in new taxes and fees for methane and for oil production. There's even an America energy tax in this bill and a Made in America tax bill. So not only are we personally going to be seeing higher increases in our taxes, but our small businesses are going to get hit with audits and with more taxes, and gas at the pump is going to continue to go up.
Wait a second. This is at a time when if we're doing anything, we would want to be extremely proactive in rewarding American businesses, trying to draw businesses to come from other places or at least to start manufacturing here. But instead, it looks like they're punishing American businesses.
Well, that is what the America Last agenda under Joe Biden and his regime looks like. It is continually offshoring jobs. It is continually attacking Americans. And that's the thing that I go back to. Big government doesn't trust you and I. They want to control every aspect of our lives, and it is through this dependency and control agenda that they continue to perpetuate that we see their true intentions. That's why I'm a small government conservative. I'm a constitutional conservative, and I continue to push for, let's get back to the basics. Let's get government out of our lives as much as possible, because when they're empowered, they turn and weaponize federal agencies against the people that are funding them. This is what is so wild. And we are now in a recession. It is official. I don't care how many times they want to change definitions. It is, in fact, a recession. And we're getting squeezed with rent. We're getting squeezed with groceries and at the gas pump. And, of course, this is back to school time. Every single person who has to go buy back to school supplies is paying $625 more per child this year than last year. If you've got three or four kids, that's a huge hit. And so think about that. The supply chain's broken. We're in a recession. And even Bernie Sanders, crazy Bernie Sanders, isn't buying what the Democrats are selling. He's calling it the so-called Inflation Reduction Act because, in his own words, it doesn't reduce inflation. This is the Inflation Expansion Act. And we need to start calling it what it is. We're four votes away from killing this bill. We have to do that because this is just another hit that we, the American people, cannot afford, and we cannot take this hit.
I totally agree with you. The weaponization of the IRS, the weaponization of the FBI. You've got this Director Wray that anytime he's asked an important question, he hides behind a, well, you know, in the middle of a investigation, we can't comment. Just run, duck, and cover. And the DOJ, led by Merrick Garland, this guy won't answer any questions either. What is there anything that the Republicans can do about this?
Yeah, you know, that was the day that it happened. Actually, that night we were on several calls with our colleagues. And then yesterday I was on the phone and spoke with Jim Jordan. We have an effort underway to do several different things. And keep in mind, you know, being in the minority, we're four votes shy of having the majority in the House. What that means is that, say, the Judiciary Committee, where all of these investigations will take place, that is being led by Jerry Nadler out of New York. He already told Jim Jordan they're not going to pursue any sort of investigation. So what we can do and what we have done as Republicans in the House is, one, we have put in formal document preservation requests. That means that every single document, communication, text message, email, everything is being preserved in the way that is related to this investigation. Second, there's been a request for all of the communications from the National Archivist, who is saying that we've been requesting these documents and these records from President Trump. And so we're getting copies of every single request to really understand, was this made up? What is going on there? Third, we've put in a request for a inventory of every single document that was seized by the FBI. And then four, we have demanded copies of the search warrant to see and understand the full scope of what they were going for. But as I was talking with my colleagues yesterday, both Jim Jordan and members of the Intel Committee, we basically all understand, and as I believe every American understands, you don't get 30 FBI agents raiding your home, your private residence, going through your private things that are outside the scope of what the Presidential Records Act stipulates, right? Unless there is something that is rising to immediate national security concern. I can say pretty safely that there's nothing of national security concerns within Melania's wardrobe. So we need to get to the bottom of this. And first and foremost, Republicans are going to be focused on accountability and consequences. There will be an intense investigation. And for the first time in a long time, there will actually be consequences for people who continue to break the law, the Hunter Bidens, the Hillary Clintons of the world. And this has to stop because people are losing faith in the government. They're losing faith in the system that our country was built on. We are a nation of law and order and due process. And Bob, you know, I know that some people sometimes think, well, yeah, we are, but then they want to turn around and say something like, well, you know, I didn't like your vote on that or this or that. Listen, at the end of the day, I'm a constitutional conservative. And to me, the Constitution, it's not a la carte. You're either for freedom and equal protection under the law and due process, or you're not. And so we as conservatives, we have to really stand by that through thick and thin, through good and bad. And if we can do that, we're going to get this country back on track.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.